Four mushers will race from Nome to Council and back over the weekend, splitting a nearly $3,000 purse in this year's running of the Nome Council 200. The local mushers running the race with a maximum team of 12 dogs include Tom Jim Goshen, fresh from three races in the interior this season, including the Copper Basin 300, as well as Stephanie Johnson and Deanna Hacker. Also running the race, KNOM Chief Engineer Roland Trowbridge, who ran the Kuskokwim 300 earlier this year and withdrew just shy of the halfway point during a running of the Yukon Quest. The race begins with a mass start at the city snow dump tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock, not far from the Public Safety Building on Greg Krushek Avenue. The race follows the Iditarod Trail until the river 7 miles out of White Mountain, where mushers will head north on an overland trail to Council. The checkpoint is Garrett Glodek's camp several miles outside and downriver of Council itself. After a mandatory 6-hour layover, teams will retrace the same trail on their return to Nome. The trail features the infamous Solomon Blowhole and the challenging Topcock Hills, but organizers say the river, the creeks, and sloughs are all in good shape and mushers won't likely face any wet overflow or open water. Three volunteers will travel the trail on snow machines and act as race officials on the way to Council and back. The musher sleds will be packed for the round trip. There are no dog drops, so mushers will have to carry any dogs that can't run. And no food drops means they'll have to carry all the food they'll need along the way as well. Though race organizers say there will be fuel for the mushers' cook fires and straw for the dogs at the Council halfway. Fuel, straw, and other logistics are possible through the race's sponsors, including Bering Straits Native Corporation, the Norton Sound Economic Development Corporation, Pro West, Crowley, Nome Gold, and the City of Nome. Though the race has been approved as an Iditarod qualifier, organizers say they've not been able to secure a veterinarian, and unless one can be secured by the Saturday start, the race won't count as a qualifier. With a 10 o'clock start Saturday morning, a roughly 10-hour run to Council, the 6-hour layover, and a 10-hour return, race officials say a winner could arrive in Nome by mid-afternoon on Sunday.